Welcome to Face to Face, the body politic. Sometimes it can get a bit messy, but there are those who get right into the thick of it and get involved, such as the case with local activist Lalisa Hernandez, who's been in the political trenches of South Texas for many years. She and fellow activist Matt Stevens talk about issues still plaguing local politics.
The voters do not see what they have in front of them. And the changes are only going to be made from the people that are showing up to vote, not the people staying home with opinions. I would like to see in the future people as yourself and other strong Hispanic women encourage people somehow or another reach out to get the voters out.
Talking about turnout, my concern is that we're almost like battered women, meaning Hispanics and minorities, that you've been abused so long that you don't even cry out anymore.
Do you think that there's something that you haven't thought of to help change this? I can see you in a setting of speaking to high school students throughout the city. If you could, if someone would allow that to tell your story, to encourage these young children to do as you did and to step up to the plate, do you think that could help?
When I do speak with young people, depending on whether it's a junior high age or high school, I talk with junior high kids and I tell them that if they think, you know, politics are boring or it doesn't matter to them, then imagine that they were coming home from school and their house was on fire, and either their grandmother or their little brother or somebody that's close to them is in that home. Whether that fire extinguisher has water is political. Whether it's close enough and in working order in your neighborhood is political. If you know you think that though that politics is removed from your life, you know, those basic fundamental things of safety, those are decided by people we elect to office, you know, by politics and voting. And then when I talk to teenagers, I always tell them, if you don't vote, then you don't get to drive the car. You don't even get to hold the map. You are in the back seat and you're letting other people decide where you're going, decide how fast you get there, what route you take. And so, you know, if you want to continue to be a backseat passenger, then don't vote.
What energizes you to keep pushing?
The successes.
Okay.
As difficult as the challenges are. But I'll keep cha-chaing along, you know, to turn out the vote every which way I can.
I definitely think you're an asset to our community, and I would encourage you to continue this for the rest of your life, because so many the Latino women that are the big leaders, they did it literally to their last breath.
That's right.
And I could see you doing that, so I'm definitely encouraging you to go forward and to continue to lead us in the right direction.
You know it.
Politics isn't the easiest topic to discuss, but it's one of those necessary issues that leads to change and exchange of ideas, face to face.